And whoever gave me it.
The dam that, that keeps it from flowing.
That's right. There is an obstruction like this. If the keli is not broken, so there is a mechitze between the water in the keli and the mikveh. But if you break it, you don't apply your energy. It's hasoras keach hamenea. As a matter of fact, regabe amin is not that there is any equation, but b'derech hadimyon, I think we can mention it. By shchite there is a aloche of keagavre. By shchite there is a aloche of keagavre. In other words, suppose the shechet, there is a very strong wind. Yes. The doors are open and there is a hurricane outside, and the doors are open, so in the doors of the slaughterhouse are open, so there is very strong wind. So the shechet decides, why should I wake up and use the sacking of it, the behemoth? So that will arouse the opposition of the behemoth.
The shechet is not so.
The behemoth is lying near the table. I'll put a sacking under
next the to the wind,
and then the wind will blow the sacking on the neck of the behemoth, let's say, it will throw it there, shloche ba'avoy en tushach. So it's not good. Why? Because v'zavacht of evolution is b'chom me'alel. In other words, he put it on the table. Even though it goes with the ruach mitzuyo, it fell down. So that's Nisbech Mala.
What's the difference
between Tzuyo and not Tzuyo? No. Tzuyo is a Sikash and Sanhedrin. According to Rabbi Yechon, Tzuyo is a Mechitzo. So it should be considered like Nisbech Obiyodayim. All right. So Tzuyo says, in Achraim, according to Rabbi Yechon, it would be good if the Sakin will follow the Ruach Mitzuyo from the table. But most of Shem Achilik at this, it's only that Gemara is our limited reshloshim. That's what Tesis says, and it's a very strange Tesis. But all the Rishonim say, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not Nisbech HaMelel, it's Nisbech HaMelel, it's possible, it's a special Zeros HaKosov. The Shchita requires Kiyagav. Shchita requires Kiyagav.
Rabbi Yochanan argues, though? Rabbi Yochanan says,
according to Rabbi Yechanan and the Tishim Shemchitzah, and when you make a fire in your own courtyard, and then the Ruach Mitzuyo flares up the fire, and it spreads, and it burns the Godish, so it's higher like Odom HaMazik. So here too, if you put a sake on the table, and the Ruach Mitzuyo is going to fall and slaughter the behemoth, so it's considered as if he applied it to his own king. All right, what's all that Rishon Achim? Suppose the sheikh, the behemoth stands here, the behemoth is lying, and I am the sheikh, and I'm holding the saki. Instead, so how do I have to shechte? With Kiyagavre, but suppose he doesn't shechte with Kiyagavre, but he just removes, he opens up his hands, and immediately the sacking falls on the tzavo of the behemoth and shechts the behemoth. So the Rosh says it's not good, because there's no Kiyagavre. That's a soras Kiyachamineya. That's not Kiyagavre. Kiyagavre means when you apply energy, you know, when you take a sake and you cut. But if you throw, that's Kiyagavre. But suppose I have it like this, and I don't apply any energy, so then the shkit is no good, because there is no Kiyagavre. That's what the Berakhadar says. The Rashbo, the אבל פה is massive on the פרק הפייס on the road and he says no, it is it which what is right, it's strange, the right is strange because the Gemorim will come and says who is so ebben menachas b'shechayke the Lord he kebo b'shocho so let's say so that means suppose there is an event in my life and then I just spread out my feet so in Mele I may serekeya chamneya so the heaven falls and there is a certain person lying and it falls upon me so I'm chayv as a chayv I'm chayv as a chayv but here there is no care davo either just a sorasgeya chamneya so why am I chayv as a chayv so the Rashbo says so it's a raya that Hasoraskeya Hamneya so is considered like his quality of life. Otherwise he would be hired, he would be grome. So here by Shrite, true there is a loch of his avacht of illusion is Bechomoleo, but if he removes the Keah Hamaneah, and then the sacking falls through the force of gravity, you see. When you take a sacking, so it's not for the force of gravity that the sacking cuts. He cuts it. Machine came, if you just remove the Keah Hamaneah. So how is the sacking cut? For the force of gravity. For the force of gravity. So that the Ross says that's not the Gibbs. That's not the Zavachto. That's not the Zavachto. 1 second, please. That's not the Zavachto. So the Rashbo is Chilik. He mentions a Raya from Vulcan. It's a strange Raya. So the Birka Shmuel, I heard it from my father, but I think the Birka Shmuel mentions it in the name of Reb Chaim also. So he said, what's the Machlekes? Reb Chaim explained. What's the machlekes between the Ro and the Rashbo? The Ro doesn't say that if a person will have an heaven in his hand, then another person will come near him, he'll decide he's not going to use any energy. Is that?
Yeah.
He needs the Keah Hamneah. Of course he'll be chayv. Because there is no aloha of Keah Gavra by faith. There is aloha that Gromi is brought up. Gromis potter, it has to be in Chavola Biodai. So Asoras Keah Hamaneah is Biodai. But by Shrite there is Exeros HaKosov of his Vachto, the Moshe Nizbe from Leo, that it requires Keah Gavre. Asoras Keah Hamaneah is considered in Maise Biodai. So Gabi Chavola, there is no requirement of Keah Gavre. Mashein Kei. By Shrite there is a requirement of Kiyagav. Mashiach in the Rashboshit is that by even by Shrite the Xeros HaKosov of the Zavacht of Elohim is become a law is not a requirement of Kiyagav per se, but it's a required, it has to be Maisri Yadayim, not all the Gomek. If you put it on the table and then it falls down on the Ruach Mitzuyo, so it's not the Maisa B'Yadai. You see, the Tesis in Sanhedrin certainly agrees, because Tesis says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Ishim Shemachitzo, so the Mele here too to be good Shrite, if it had been a requirement of Kiyah Gavre, so what kind of bearing does Rabbi Yechanan Shite have upon Shrite? So it's a Raya Muchachas, according to Tesis, it's not exerts a cause of Kiyah Gavre. It's a work of Shrite B'Yadai, not al Degone, not Nisbech HaMaleo. So Mele, the Rashbo says, Hasoras Keah Hamaneah is also B'Yadai, that's good Raya from the Yvon Mokame, whereas according to the Ro, that's what Rav Chaim says, I mean, there's the plain pshat, according to the Ro, by Shrite it's not a work of Shrite B'Yadai, it's a work of Keah Gavre. Hasoras Keah Hamaneah is considered a net biodai, but it's not considered a kirkav. As a matter of fact, if you get the shyness of something, you know, and discuss it, suppose you will have a satish of shrite that is operated by a machine, and you have to release, so the satin is shechted. Light, electricity, when you turn on electric light. So the results are Sarasya. So in other words, Sarah Khameza says that turning on, because you see a piece of sphere shrine many years ago, probably before I was born. So he paskened that turning on electric light is only gone.
Only Yisrael Rabbanah.
What is that?
Yisrael Rabbanah.
Only the Rabbanah. Then, the Chanezi at Chochem Echad, that's a piece of spiritual shrine. And then, a piece of spiritual shrine, is the only time that I know of a piece of spiritual shrine, was Chizah from the Psychophys. There are many Gdelim who are not ready to be Chizah on the Psychophys. But here, because of Rav Chameza's shuvah, he was chizah on his psak. So then Rav Chameza says that turning on electric light on Shabbos is Ruach HaRais. It's Ruach HaRais. Why? It's not Ikrome. Because it's like Huyisoev Menachas Visecheike Lohikar Baby Shocho. So it's a source here of Hamaneya. What is when you turn on the electric light? What do you do?
You make a connection.
That's right. Hasoras kia chamenea. In other words, like this, there is a closed door.
Uh-huh.
And when you turn
you open the door.
So they open the door. So then there is no obstruction. The obstruction removed. It's like holding it. It's hacking in your hand. Like this. So that's a nice divine. But shite would be told in the machlekes. In the machlekes this is what I want to say. You see, the breaking of the kele is amshoche. What analogy is there between the amshoche of the involved in the breaking of the kele and the amshoche when you dump the pail of water three tvachim away or a mash away, just another side, it doesn't matter. And then it rests, the important thing is, by Amshoche. So you dump the water, it rests in one place, and then it glides down. So that's Amshoche. So what is the connection between the Amshoche manifested by dumping the pail of water at a distance from the Spasa Mitra? Then he lies down and breaking the Kelevin chamber and the water directly pours into the mouth. The answer is there is one common characteristic. In other words, there is no kiaga. There's the common denominator in both Hamshachs. In the case where you dump the pail of water, so there is kiaga at this point, but when it glides into the mikveh, there is no kiaga. It's a result of your action, but the water, the shov, comes in the mikveh without kiragav. And when you break the kele, that's also no kiragav. So there are two types of amshoch. One type of amshoch is when you dump the kele, the main shuvim, at a distance from the mikveh, and then it glides into the mikveh by itself. Then another type of amshoche went over the mikveh, but you break the kele, so you are mace of the kia chamineya. So it's also by itself, even though it's considered mace of yadari. But regarding amshoche, the hasoras kia chamineya is considered amshoche, because the water pours in by the force of gravity. You see, when you dump it like this, so again, it's not by force. For your keach, it falls in the mikveh. But when you break the kele, how does the water pour into the mikveh? For the force of gravity, not for your force. The force of gravity. So there's some shock. In the same way as when you dump the pail of water at a distance from the sasa mikveh, and then a minute later it lies down, so it comes into the mikveh by itself. So that's the common aspect. Here it's by itself, because the water rests. In one case, the water rests at a distance and then it glides down. So when it glides down by itself. And here, when you break the keleh, it falls into the mikveh by a force of gravity. So it's also by itself, even though it's considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim. If a person will kill another person by breaking the keleh, and then the water will kill him, so it will be chayv miseh. But since it's done through asor askeirah hamineya, and then it falls in through the force of gravity, some shochetis. So this is how. I said like this. So the rov the memso will be filled up for mikshamim. Ukshein b'mayim klali yishavei rafal pishein as shomim shemo yipnamayim libei rebi yizkeim shire. So according to the Rav's gils and there's a rashite, so there are two prerequisites. First of all, there has to be a minimum of a revi's mikshamim at the very outset, because Rav Lezal Yishito say that revi's mayim shuvim at the outset passed it. And then another prerequisite is it has to be in a shomim, so that let's say it has to be cloudy, so then in a few minutes, so mikshomim will start dropping down and chopal epsor will be constituted for the rainfall. The rabbi of the time of the maridil, rabbi ismaim bin samikel chatchile, rabbi yishuayim bin kach yishoveir. So we don't require that there should be a minimum of revis mikshamim at the very outset. Alright. So one machleik is according to the Rashi. So one machleik is according to the Rash and the Rav is whether shuvashim shechur kulo is kshei or not. So Rabbi Yeshua holds shuvashim shechur kulo is kshei or and Rabbi Lezer holds shuvashim shechur kulo is ain't kshei. And of course we pass like Rabbi Yeshua whenever there is a machleik is. So that means that Rashi is the Chuvashim Shechur Kulei Sheo, like the sheet of the Chachmei Amarov that the Rambam mentioned, the Rambam Yisrael, and the Ram in Shvues, you know, that's how the Luchas in Shvues of the Rif in Shvues, that's the place. So he says that according to Rash, the Rashite is like the Chachmei Amarov, the Chuvashim Shechur Kuloi Tshkeo. And then he says, the Ram says, that the Rif Shite is also like the Chachmei Amarov, but that's not such a Dova Poshut, because they are Shemim or Achili Kandu on the Ram, and they say that the Rif Shite is not like the Chachmei Amarov. But whatever the Shite of the Rif is another question, but the sheet of the Rashi is, the Ram says, that like the Chachmei Amarov, the Chuvashim Shechur Kulei Sheiro, and there's the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, and according to Chachmei Amarov, that's the machlekes in Gemara in Tmuret, a few days between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabban. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that it's only kosher hamshoche birbiye. In other words, if there is rov, make shonim, so miut of the memso can be done for hamshoche. But kulo bamshoche, or even rubo bamshoche, is possible. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Rabbon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they hold, they are makil according to Maskon in the Gemara in Muradafi days. So according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so even Bikulo is Ksheiro. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Tsuyochid Rabbin, Alochid Rabbin, even though we have a klal, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki, so the Chachmei Amarot and the Rash, they hold only the Mishneh. The klal is Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki, that whenever in the Mishneh Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is really like Rabbanon, so the Aloch is like Rabbi Yaakov. But Brais Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki, we don't say. Here the Machlekes is not in the Mishneh, the Machlekes is in the Brais. And that point
so it's asking like Rabbanon.
So he passed in Rabbanon. And that point itself, whether the klal of Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki is limited to Mishneh, or it applies to Brais also, so it appears there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet in Hilchas Korban Pesach. All right, there's something else. But there's the shita of the Chachmei Amarot, and there's the shita of the Rash, and the shita of the Rav Bartinore, and according to Ram, it's even the shita of the Rav. All right. So one second, please let me finish it, please. So that's one machlekes according to the Rash and the Rav between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishua. Another machlekes is an old machlekes, Lishitosai, Rabbi Elazar Lishitosai, he holds the Trevis Maim of Shubim, these passes the Trilo, even if it's less than Gimologi, and Rabbi Yishua, he agrees with Rabbonon of Rabbi Elazar and the other Mishnah that Bein B'Tchilo, Bein B'Sof, only Gimel Lukin Pasal, so in Eile, we don't have to make sure that there is at least a Revis Mayim of Mishnah, because even if there is a Revis Mayim, Shuvim at the very outset, it doesn't Pasal, and we don't have to be Cheshesh, maybe there will be so much Shuvim at the very outset of Gimel Lukin. Definitely don't have to be finished. So, and then there is another machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishua, according to everyone, because Rabbi Elazar is only matir if he's in a shomim, and there is a Revis Mayim b'tchilo to break the kelim, but to invert the kelim not. Mashiachim Rabbi Yishua, he is matir not only breaking the kelim. There is another way. You can invert the kill.
What is it
invert? Breaking means hasoras keiach hamenea. He doesn't apply any energy. But teifa means he applies the energy. But in other words, he instead of being mare means he takes the keile and he pours it out. But yichve means the keile is like this, so he puts it down.
Oh.
And the roof, let's say,
turns it over.
And no, he doesn't turn it over. That's Yiro Mamesh turn it over. But the keila stands like this. Here is the teich, here it's open, you see. So he puts it down. So mainly it starts gliding sideways, you know, sideways position. That's called keila. So that's a bit chidesh. So Rabbi Yishua mentions a bit chidesh, a bit kulesh. In other words, even though when you break, then you don't use your force, there is no kiyakafe. But when you are kiyakafe, you use kiyakafe. You use kiyakafe. But that's like hamshoche. That's like the other hamshoche of dumping a pail of water at a distance from the mikveh. And then it rests, and then it lies down. So, according contra Yeshua. It's Hamshoche. If you don't, as long as you don't pour it, you don't turn it over, so it's still Hamshoche. You just put down sideways the chair, then press, and then all the water spills out by itself. So that's also Hamshoche. Whereas according to Rav Lezer, it's not Hamshoche. Now we have to understand why does Rav Lezer aser keife? After all, keife is analogous to the other Hamshoche of dumping.
And then Rav Lezer says it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, so it can be explained. It can be explained in two ways. Number one, you see, what is called Amshoche? I mean, the usual Amshoche that we resort to is the Amshoche of dumping it at a distance. So there is a shtis of shame that in order to evolve Amshoche, it has to be empty, spilled out at least 3 tefachim away from the mikveh. Because if it is spilled out 2 tefachim away, so then we apply the aloha of love. He applied a lot of love. Some melee, it's not at a distance. Hamshocha means when you don't get out at a distance. But so if it's 3 tefachim or more, so it's at a distance. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, so there's a lot of love. Rashi Nisuke says that there is no aloha of love lechumri. So the question is, why do some Rishim say that Hamshocha has to be done by emptying out, by dumping, by spilling the pail of water
away,
3 tefachim away from the Shasamik. What's wrong if you empty, if you dump the pail of water half a tefach away, a third of a tefach away, as long as it rests, and then it starts lying down, so it's Hamshocha. Why love it? We don't say Lovet Lechumre. So the Achim discussed that. Then they mentioned that not everybody agrees with Rashi and Suke that we don't say Lovet Lechumre. The Arishenim would say that we do say Lovet Lechumre. Anyway, so that's the explanation. That's the explanation that is given on that sheet of Arishenim. That the Mechava Paschmas like this regime, that Hamshocha has to be done at least 3 tefachim away. Then there are more Paschmas, a bigger one. That's in Mordechai, in Shvuos. The Mordechai says that Hamshocha has to be done on something that is Belea. In other words, let's say a Karka, that is Belea. So then is Hamshocha.
Why?
Because Hamshocha means that it was Nimshach into the mikveh from the Karka. So if it is poured on Karka, so then it's come, and then it lies down. So when it lies down to the mikveh, it doesn't lie down as a result of his action, of his dumping. It lies down to the mikveh from the Karka, as if it had been squeezed out from the car. So it's Hamshocha. But if you can pour it, not on karka, let's say, on a paved ground, not on karka, that is not the layer, doesn't absorb, paved ground, like the sidewalks, you can't pour it, and according to the Psak of the Ramo, you can pour it on the sidewalk, and then from the sidewalk, like this floor, you can't like this floor, because it doesn't absorb. So merely it's not Hamshocha. Now, so the reason, so according to both Shittas, I ask the question, Rabbi Lezer asers Yichve. Only Rabbi Yeshua is Matar Yichve. Only Rabbi Yeshua is Matar Yichve. So the question is, why does Rabbi Lezer Asa Yichve? Yishbe Rabbi Lezer is Matar. And Yishbeir is not really analogous to the Plenum Shochet. When you pour, when you dump the water at a distance from the mikveh and then you glide down. So that Chablezer is not, it's also a type of Shochet. But Yishbeir is closer, is more similar, is more analogous to the Amshochet of dumping it at a distance. So here too, so why does Rablezer ask on Yichbe? After all, according to Rablezer, you can only break the kelim, but you can put down sideways the kelim on the roof, and then it lies down by itself. That's very similar to the regular kind of Amshoch. I mean, this Amshoch is also Amshoch, but the regular Amshoch is by pouring it at a distance. Here, you also pour it at a distance. You pour it at a distance from the top of the roof. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua says, Yichpeh. So why does Rabbi Elazar ask it? And so if we say it like the Rishonim, that Hamshoche, in dumping it at a distance, has to be done at a distance of at least Gimut Vochim, so then we understand Rabbi Elazar, because here it's on horizontally, it's not on a horizontal plane, it's not Gimut Vochim way. It's the same level on the horizontal plane, is the same level, except there is a distance of 3 tefachim and maybe much more than 3 tefachim. It all depends if you do it. As referenced in the case, HaMeniach Kan Kanim B'Reish HaGag, suppose he's Meniach Kan Kanim B'Reish HaGag of the Empire State Building or the Sears Building, same thing. So you have a distance more than Gimut Tefachim, but on a vertical plane, not on a horizontal plane. On a horizontal plane, there is no distance whatsoever. Same distance. But on a vertical plane, you have what, in terms of feet, how many feet is it from the roof of the Sears Building to the bottom?
About 10,000.
Okay, anyway. So mainly, that's why. So according to the Rishonim, there are Chabad Paskens like this Rishonim, that Hamshoche, in the sense of dumping it at a distance, and then it lies down by itself, so it has to be done at a distance of 3 tefachim, otherwise it's not Hamshoche. So Mele Rablezer passes Kriye, because Kriye is at a distance of more than 3 tefachim, on a vertical plane, more than 3 tefachim, much more. So maybe it's not Hamshoche. And so why is Rabbi Shui matter it? Because Rabbi Shui equates it with dumping it at 3 tefachim away, because on a vertical plane there is a distance of, but only on a vertical plane, not on a horizontal plane. On a horizontal plane, so it's less than 3 tefachim, it's mamish the same thing. So Rabbi Shui is matter, so that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. According to the Mordechai Shite, that Hamshoche has to be done on something that is Belea, but it cannot be done on something that is not Belea. So then we understand this why the Blessed Hassers. But we have to understand Rabbi Shua, we pass like Rabbi Shua. But the roof is not a roof that is made out of soil, of karaka. You could have it, but usually a roof is something that doesn't absorb. So the answer is, when do we have to, when is there a requirement that it has to be done on something that absorbs?
Your whole house
gets
wet.
When do we have to, is there a requirement that it has to be dumped on something that absorbs, because then it's considered as if as if the water glide is squeezed out from the karka. That's when it's done on the same horizontal, when it's done on the same vertical plane, on the same vertical plane, the same level, vertically. So then it has to be dumped on something it absorbs, because if it is not dumped on something that absorbs, since it's on the same vertical plane, so it's considered like dumping it into the mikveh. So it's not amshach. Mashein came when it's not on the same vertical plane. There is a height from the roof to the bottom, so then it's not considered. So even Rabbi Yeshua holds, in such a case, it doesn't have to be dumped on something that absorbs. If it is dumped on the same vertical plane, so if it is dumped on the same vertical plane, the same level in height, so then only if it is dumped on karke, so then it's considered amshoche, because since karke has the tendency to absorb, so then when it lies down, it's considered as if it is squeezed out from the karke. Machine chain, if it's dumped on the sidewalk, so it's considered as if it fill the W die. So maybe it's not amshach. But in the case where it's a different level, when it is dumped on a higher level, and then it has to drop, so then it's certainly not considered as like dumping a die. That's the machlokes. And then, according to the Rishonim, who achil can both be requisite. Yeah, many Rishonim will say that Hamshocha can be done even an inch, even half an inch, as long as it rests at the spot first, and then it starts lying down, so it's Hamshocha. And it can be dumped on sidewalk too. So the question is, so why does Rabbi Lezer Aser? So then we have to say that Rabbi Lezer, these Rishonim hold, Rabbi Lezer does require that it should be dumped three tvachim away. But we pass like Rabbi Yeshua and Mele, there is no such requirement. All right, Avaloya. Now let's see. The Rashi. Rash, you mean a shom me kalima shiamtia. In the Egypt mat mai mi be yishobea, be yi pla mai mi nachan kan libea, sham shochi, kibin tiras kilim shvurim be yitam libea, vim laf shene nikshom mi nam shi mai mi be li yishbea, vim nikshom lo mi yishbea, vim lasis mikve mahanoch, aval pi shi yeinaz, lo mi yilmas mikve mahanoch, mai mi kosova rablezer, yishivo shim shirul kulo rubo psulo, aber die Schiene schon in die Schiesbele haben sich klar mein, wie es malere war mit dem Schoen, wo schien wie mein Kornam oder die Schiebe, aber die Schiene schon in, wenn die Brunner mein Libere, wie es geht im Schwere, der Rabbi Lali Taimel am Lali, wie es mein Pesel mit Trilo, wie ich mich schneide, ich koste mir in der Schoen in die, oh in die Schiebe mein Bein der, wie lese, das ist der Rost Gerse, but he rejected Gerse, wie er sehen hat, habe ich schön mit Karmitach, ich schaue, ich schaue, ich schaue, ich schaue, ich schaue, ולא הרביל חשן שם יפלו לבר שלו של יקן שפירה ואף אגל עד נשומם יש ישבד יוחלם שחד שיום מקווה תקסבה שובה שמשכו כולו תאירו ופלוקתי בסתרקם לתמורה אל דעוסם מצינו שיח שם עד בו ירביה אל תשקידמו רביה להמשוכה וישמו לו ישנה and there is a shit of shame that המשוכה is only effective even במיעוטי and יוטסו not on Chofalev, so only if the Mikshomim came into the Mikveh first. And then he was Mamshich Yuteshuvim. But suppose he's mamshich the keshuvim first, and then chapalef saw ben din, then it's not kosher. But most rishonim say that it does not make any difference whether it's kidmo gebir lamshoche or it's kidmo hamshoche lebir. The Rash has his suffix, he's not machria. He says bishemo, bishemo loishne. In other words, he has his suffix. So there are two alternate cheaters in the Rash. Whether hamshoche is effective if it's not kidmo, if it be a lamshoche. But on the other hand, the Rash is major, that he holds like Chachmei Amarov, that if it's kidmo, in other words, the tamshoche. So I mean, when it's on the country, so there is one lotion in the Rash that the 1 second that maybe it has to be kidmo ribil amshoche. So that's only Alibi the Reb Lezer who says shuvah shim shechu kulo is psulo. Masheinken according to Reb Yeshua. So even kulo amshoche. So the child doesn't even arise. The whole child, whether there is a kpeide in kidmo ribil amshoche or it's all right even if kidmo amshoche or bie, is only shaykh Alibi the Reb Lezer. Tshuva shimshechu kulo is possible or rubo is possible, but only miuto. So then there is a shaila whether it has to be kidno gebir amshoche, or it doesn't matter. Masheinkin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the tshuva shimshechu kulo is here, so that shaila doesn't even arise. Uvi disekte mashma denchi. So alibe. Yeah, I mean, even a little bit of a blessing, it's in Chiyuk. We have forestly come to take Dalet, and must listen to my Mishubi, 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 Salam, Mishubi, Salam, O Yichpe, Shek, Shekeifa, Kankan, Mishal, Agag, Shel Yifla, Mai, Mitichon, Lebeir, El Nishpochem, Mishad, Acher, U Mishom, Nishpochem, so they lie down by itself, Mishom, Nishpochem, Lebeir, U Ksasteine, Hane, Kankani, שנשמלו מים כמיודו קשום נוסייכון ונשמלו הולף שיבי כאילו ילב לכך נשחבן. Why do we have to resort I'm sure? Lekes, Blazer, Shua, Shuchokulo, Kosh, Apostle, Blazer holds that it's possible. But you don't even have to resort I'm sure. It's not Shov at the very outset, because there are two kinds of Shov. One is Milibikam. One is Milibikui. Milibikatvi doesn't have a Milibikatvi. Because the Kelim became filled up with water, with rainwater. But what kind of shov could it involve? Milibikui. But Milibikui, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Mechleket B'Shamen B'Sirah requires that it should be done B'Kavone. That the kele should be filled up with that water. But if it's done by itself, so there is no psul of shov bikli. And here the Mishnah emphasizes hamale kankanim haminiach kankanderish agagli nagvon. He put up the vessels, the pails on the roof, not in order that they should be filled up with water. So the subjective element of kavone, that they should fill up the kele, is lacking. So then it's not shov. Only there's another shov of milibikatev, but here there is no milibikatev, because when the rain rained in, so then it was done by itself, b'nishamay. He didn't even manipulate the subjective element, because his kavone was it should dry, and then he started the rain, they filled up, he didn't even expect the rain to come.
He didn't want the rain.
He didn't want the rain. So he didn't become shov for milibikli. Then the other shov, since he breaks them, so there is no milibikat. So there is no milibikat. So one thing we see a chiddush from the Rash. In other words, that all these machlekes between whether kviye is amshoche or is not amshoche, it's between Ablezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is only machlekes when shov it is. But then there is aloche that amshoche can be mafkia the pshul of shov. So the question is kviyas kankani hamshoche or is not hamshoche? So according to Rabbi Shua, it is hamshoche. So even though it already became shov, so mele the psul shov is poka for the hamshoche that is involved in kviyas kankani, and according to Rabbi Lezer, kviyas kankani does not constitute hamshoche. But in order to become shov as a result of mele bikatev, so we see from this Rash that even Rabbi Lezer will be made that in order to become shov for mele bikatev, so then